AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A historic union vote in Tennessee. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga voted Friday to join the United Auto Workers Union, 73% of workers voting in favor. The U.S. Senate passing a plan to reauthorize a controversial foreign surveillance plan, sending the measure to President Biden. In addition to that, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking late Friday, says they're preparing to receive a $95 billion foreign aid package from the House that's expected to pass soon.
We are working on an agreement for consideration of the supplemental. Without an agreement, we will vote on laying down the supplemental as soon as we receive it from the House tomorrow. But we're working on the agreement now.
Democrats in the House have assisted Republican leaders in advancing money for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The jury said the judge overseeing former President Trump's hush money case in New York says opening arguments will begin Monday. This is ABC News. Crews in Maryland continuing to work on resuming access to the port of Baltimore for large ships after this month's bridge collapse cut off the port.
Cleanup continues more than 3 weeks after Baltimore's key bridge collapsed after it was hit by a container ship.
We have now successfully removed around 1,300 tons of steel.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore says crews have removed 120 containers off the ship. The goal is 140. That would allow a staging area to be built to remove more pieces of the bridge that are on top of the ship. The governor says the priority remains getting the bridge rebuilt. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In a rare political appearance, former First Lady Melania Trump is set to attend a fundraiser on Saturday for Log Cabin Republicans, an advocacy group for LGBTQ members of the GOP. The event will take place behind closed doors at Mar-a-Lago. It'll be the first major political event for Melania Trump so far this year. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers will be able to participate in a lawsuit seeking to reverse the Wisconsin Supreme Court's two-year-old ban on absentee ballot drop boxes. The case could make a big difference in Wisconsin's elections this year. The court's four liberal justices granted Evers' motion to intervene Thursday. Fewer Wisconsin voters say undocumented immigrants working in the United States should be able to stay and apply for citizenship. 49% today compared to 67% 4 years ago.
The political rhetoric has changed this year with Donald Trump's simple statement that he would like to deport all immigrants in the U.S. illegally. And he's talked extensively about that.
Marquette University Law School poll director Charles Franklin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a three-game series against the Cardinals in St. Louis. Manager Pat Murphy is short on healthy pitchers, but likes what he saw from right-hander Bryce Wilson on Wednesday.
Bryce gave us what we needed. I mean, Bryce was sensational. And we had talked, we sat in the office and talked about this day coming, and Bryce was just, he was spot on to give us that start out of the gate.
NFL, the draft less than a week away. The Packers signing a veteran offensive tackle, 6'5" Andre Dillard, a first-round pick for the Eagles in 2019. Last year, he had 10 starts with Tennessee. College basketball, Badgers guard Chucky Hepburn entering the transfer portal just a day after A.J. Storr left Wisconsin for Kansas. The Bucks play the Pacers Sunday night in game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. Tip-off time, 6 o'clock. I talked to Chris Middleton after practice.
It was great. Got after it. Working ourselves today with a little bit of Indiana, but I thought it was great. Great day of trying to figure out how to execute better and just be a better team overall.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the low 30s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Currently 35 degrees.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, Congressman Ro Khanna, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. His website, Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can tweet him at Rep. Ro, R-O, Rep. Ro Khanna. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. A lot going on in the House this morning. Does it look like this aid for Ukraine is going to get passed tomorrow?
It will. House progressives were really front and center in splitting the aid package. So we are going to get a clean vote on Ukraine, which will pass, a clean vote on Taiwan, which will pass. A lot of House progressives, including me, will be a no on the offensive weapons to Israel. What we have said is if the president makes by tomorrow the time of the vote, a hard commitment that there will not be offensive weapons, then we would support it. But we're not going to give, after 6 months into this war, a continued blank check to Netanyahu to go into Rafah and to continue the bombing. My sense is there are probably going to be almost 40 to 50 House members who will vote no absent that commitment. And Tom, there's going to be a New York Times article soon and Post article. I think this is shaping up to be a vote similar to the Iraq War vote, a defining vote for many in terms of Gaza.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I'm really glad that both Taiwan and Ukraine are going to get that aid. I mean, this has reached a crisis, and it's led to to a lot of deaths in Ukraine that were unnecessary. It's such a shame that for 6 months, well, really almost for 18 months, I guess, Mike Johnson and Kevin McCarthy have let Marjorie Taylor Greene and the Putin caucus push them around. Do you think that's come to an end?
It really is. Look, I give Mike Johnson some credit here. He came into Congress with me. He's very ideologically right. We don't agree on almost anything. To his credit, I think this is going to cost him his job, if not in the next 6 months, certainly after that. And I think he put these bills up for a vote, and he knows the consequences, and he also separated the bills so that members get to vote their conscience on each issue. And so on this issue, he's done right, and you're right, it should have happened a year ago, but at least we're going to get the aid in now.
There you go. Anything else you wanted to mention before we pick up calls?
No, I would just say that to watch this, the unfolding developments of this vote on the Israel aid on Saturday, whether we can get the commitment from the president on no offensive weapons or not. And then really, it is a defining vote. It's the first time substantively that members of Congress have had a say in what's going on in Gaza.
There you go. All right, well, let's pick up some phone calls here. Congressman Rokana is with us for the hour, taking your calls, National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Nancy in Woodland, California, you are on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hi, thank you. I was just wondering what's happening about strengthening our infrastructure. I read a recent article that, saying that China has plans to try to take down our systems by or take us down by interfering with our systems like that. And I'm just wondering, but I've been hearing about that kind of threat for years. And so what's happened with that, or what's going on with that about strengthening our infrastructure? So thank you.
Nancy, it's a great question. Fortunately, I'm on the Armed Services Committee. When it comes to our nuclear facilities, when it comes to our most sensitive weapons, we have very, very sophisticated cybersecurity and protection. We don't have that same level of protection for all critical infrastructure in America. You can imagine how difficult that project would be for bridges, for dams, for major interstate highways, and for major utilities. And we have to upgrade that to prevent a future cyber attack into the United States, our financial systems, our technology systems. And there's work being done on that, but it's a serious threat, not just from potentially China, but any bad actor.
Okay. Mark in Celestine, Indiana, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, hi, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my question is, and when you look at the upcoming election and the battleground states, and they look at the path to victory for President Biden, in most of the states right now, and I know we're 7 months out from the election, he's losing in 78 battleground states, polls I've seen recently. I was kind of curious where you thought his pathway to victory was, sir, and thank you for taking the time.
Well, Mark, look, it's going to be a tough election, but very early in the election, and we don't know the outcome of the trials that Trump faces in New York. Polling shows that if he's convicted, he would lose support. I'm not saying that we bank on that, but polling shows that. I think, though, the president has to continue to make a affirmative case on the economy, why his policies have helped and will continue to help the working class while Trump is out there for the very, very wealthy. And I think we need this war to come to an end in Gaza. I mean, we can't have an ongoing war in the Middle East.
Jonathan in Portland, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. I'm calling to ask you a question about Congress's commitment to doing something about climate change, and I wanted to draw your attention to see if you're aware of a recently published study in the journal Nature, which says that no matter what we do, the global economy is already committed to an income reduction of about a third over the next 26 years, and that the damages from climate change already, the costs of those damages already exceed the cost of mitigation sixfold. It's going to cause devastating poverty throughout the world. This is the single most comprehensive study done with open source data over 1,600 regions over a period of 40 years. So we're already committed to a global economic catastrophe of a 30% reduction in income. What are we going to do about climate change?
Jonathan, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is, I've seen studies, trillions of dollars and thousands of lives at stake, because if you have the rising sea levels, that is going to hurt people who are living near the shores. The extreme climate events are going to hurt places that have improper or not strong infrastructure, particularly developing countries. It's going to create a climate refugee crisis. The challenge is, it's sort of like if you have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, people don't think about it if you know that there's going to be a potential heart attack 10 years from now or 20 years from now. And our challenge is, how do you get people to focus on things that may not be immediate but are 5, 10, 15 years out? I do think things are changing, given that we've seen some of these extreme climate events in the United States, and the younger generation gets it. But we need to continue to be out there making it a top issue, which it's still unfortunately not. It doesn't in polling show up in the top five in the 2024 election. We've got to do a better job of breaking through.
Charles in Miami, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, good afternoon, Congressman.
Hi, Charles.
And hi, Tom. You know I love you.
Thanks, Charles.
So every day, okay? Now, let's get to the meat of this. My question is, I think I see a correlation. Tell me if you do. But earlier this year, Richie Sunak, he went back. He sort of reneged on some of the environmental plans that they have. And I think one of this, I forgot what company was saying that could have been Ford or somebody in the UK. And because the government is, you know, changing their goals, their mission or whatever statement for the environmental, you know, that they was in flux as well. And also, is the billionaires now that's supporting Trump after 2016, you know, I'm just thinking, is this the oil industry behind all of this, behind Brexit? And now, you know, after January 6th, I'm not saying they're part of January 6th, but after January 6th, now they're supporting Trump. And is this how they start to, you know, demonize people that's not on their side and start saying, well, you know, Democrats, they all want socialism. They all want to stop, you know, private industry.
Let's get the answer from the congressman, Charles. Good question.
Well, I appreciate that, Charles. When you first said correlation with Rishi Sunak, I got concerned because I was once in a New York hotel and mistaken for Sunak, and our politics are very, very different. but to your broader point, I think you have a agenda, as Trump has it, of tax cuts to the very, very wealthy. And the Republicans, it's common sense that if you're having an economic policy that's going to benefit the top 1 or top 0.1%, how do you win 50% of the vote? And they've done it by appealing to very, very divisive, ugly tropes about being anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, anti-vulnerable groups, and whipping up a populist anger at those groups. And that is what we have to cut through.
Congressman Ro Khanna is with us for the hour, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov, or you can tweet him at Rep. Ro, R-O, Khanna. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's our National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna, vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Back with more of your calls for him in just a minute. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Eckberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid, it really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Welcome back. Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, taking your calls. Tom in St. Paul, Minneapolis. St. Paul, Minnesota. You are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
I want to support...
Tom, your phone is breaking up really badly. You want to try it one more time, and if it doesn't work, I'll put you on hold and you can work it out with Mark.
Okay.
Your phone is breaking up so badly, I can't tell what you're saying. I'm going to put you on hold, and Mark, Tom is on line 6, if you could pick him up and figure out what's going on. Randy in Branson, Missouri. Hey, Randy, you're on with Congressman Khanna.
Okay, thanks a lot, and good afternoon to everyone. Congressman Khanna, I have just been flabbergasted at the influence of the Israeli lobby on the U.S. government and their ability to make the U.S. do things that's not in their best interest. My question is, how do they do it? And have you had any stories about any types of coercion or threats or anything like that coming from that direction?
Well, Randy, I think we have to be careful, obviously, in not engaging in any tropes or stereotyping. What I will say is that this vote on Saturday is going to be a historic vote. You're probably going to see 40 to 50 members of Congress vote no on a blank check of aid to Netanyahu. And usually that number is much smaller. But you have a lot of people who are frustrated with the ongoing war, want the war to end, need to send a signal that this can't continue, and who would support defensive aid, but not the kind of offensive weapons that are in this bill. And so there's a change in the Democratic Party and in the country on this issue.
John in Long Island, New York, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes. Hi, Congressman. I'd like to know why, as a country that prides itself on freedom, and especially freedom of travel, nothing has been done in the last few years to reverse the restrictions that Trump placed on travel to Cuba. And is this something that needs an act of Congress, or is this something that Biden can do in an executive order? And is there any appetite to do this?
Well, John, I agree with you. I supported Obama's policies of lifting the embargo. I think what we need is a more rational policy towards Latin America. In part, that would actually also help the migrant crisis at the border if we had a more rational policy towards Cuba. In fact, AMLO, the president of Mexico, has called for that as part of tackling the migration problem at the border. But, you know, the Biden administration hasn't done that, and Congress hasn't done that. It either could move the debate.
Let's see here. I've got a little more time. Bo in West Milford, New Jersey, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Congressman. I want to first thank you for doing this. I live in a district with a Democratic representative that won't have town hall, so this is a breath of fresh air. I would like to ask you first, is it true? I want to be educated. I want to know if it's true that the U.S. and NATO promised Russia at some point that they would never invite a member who bordered their nation. If that is true, what did we expect when we invited Ukraine? And real quick, my second question is, as co-chair of the Progressive Caucus, why won't your caucus institute a policy that no member can be admitted into the caucus if they take AIPAC money? Thank you very much.
Well, Bo, I appreciate it. First of all, just as a factual matter, I'm a deputy whip or vice chair, so I don't want to give myself a title inflation. On the Progressive Caucus, the challenge is that the U.S.-Israel relationship has been very complicated. There are a lot of progressives who are for Medicare for All, free public college, who have a split views on that. So the caucus has typically not engaged on it. But I think more and more members are seeing it as a human rights issue. Even if you did that, though, it would be very hard to make a blanket policy on AIPAC. I mean, you certainly wouldn't want to, because AIPAC just facilitates contributions. So I think it'd be too much to go looking at any individual contribution and then seeing who their affiliation is. But I think you could make a policy about being for two states and being for human rights and an end to the occupation. In terms of that policy. Remind me of the first question.
He was referencing George Herbert Walker Bush's comment to Yeltsin, which is not U.S. policy.
That's a historically debated question about what Baker promised, didn't promise. It was a conversation about not expanding NATO eastward, and it'll be for the historians to debate that.
Yeah, but it is not U.S. policy, and there is no treaty to that effect. So.
Correct.
Yeah. We'll be back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. We'll be right back with your calls for him and right after the break here at the bottom of the hour.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800.
You're listening to Matt Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. A historic union vote in Tennessee. Workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga voted Friday to join the United Auto Workers Union, 73% of workers voting in favor. The U.S. Senate passing a plan to reauthorize a controversial foreign surveillance plan, sending the measure to President Biden. In addition to that, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking late Friday, says they're preparing to receive a $95 billion foreign aid package from the House that's expected to pass soon.
We are working on an agreement for consideration of the supplemental. Without an agreement, we will vote on laying down the supplemental as soon as we receive it from the House tomorrow. But we're working on the agreement now.
Democrats in the House have assisted Republican leaders in advancing money for Ukraine, Israel, and other allies. The jury said the judge overseeing former President Trump's hush money case in New York says opening arguments will begin Monday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five people have either been fired or have quit in connection to the federal investigation into smuggling at the state prison in Waupun. The U.S. Justice Department started looking into the prison after Governor Evers asked for a probe. There's no word if anyone has been charged. Renewable energy doesn't just help the environment, it helps the American economy, too. By law, many new sustainable energy projects have to be built with U.S. labor and materials. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
Homeowners, businesses, local governments, and churches can get a 30% tax break on their green energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Make Music Madison chapter is one of the oldest in the U.S. The free music event happens on the summer solstice, June 21st. And in 2023, the Madison chapter also set a record for the most musicians and shows, 700. Here's Make Music Madison director Mary Rose Ekberg.
We had the largest, the most number of events, the most number of performances of any chapter in the United States. So we'll see if we can top that this year.
Registration is open now, and you can take part by playing or hosting a show or simply supporting those who do. But there's a deadline, too.
June 1st is the deadline for registration officially.
Learn more and sign up at the website makemusicmadison.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy overnight, freeze warning with a low in the low 30s. More sunshine than clouds and a high near 50 tomorrow, sunny and around 60 Sunday. A chance of rain into Monday. Increasing clouds, breezy and warmer with a high in the mid-60s. Currently 35 degrees.
The John and Gordy Show.
I have to say this. I had a nightmare where the clouds were actually rubber erasers.
What did you eat before you went to bed?
And there, this gets worse. There were clowns on stilts.
Oh, no.
Seriously. And obviously, I have never forgotten that dream.
Obviously.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on...
From international trade policy to immigration policy to housing, we've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. I really do try to live with a heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love with Superbeats Heart Chews, I get daily blood pressure support in just two tasty chews a day. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeet are clinically shown to be two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with Superbeet's Heart Chews. That's why I've been taking them for almost a decade. They are so convenient to take. I just love that. Superbeet's Heart Chews are also effective and clinically studied. From Superbeet's, the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based with no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Superbeet's Heart Chews. Get a free month's supply of Superbeet's Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeets.com. T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. 35 minutes past the hour, Congressman Ro Khanna taking your calls for the hour. Kenyatta in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll make it as pithy as I can. Congressman, I happen to reside in the state that you represent, and I have a real concern. For about 6 months, I have conducted an undercover investigation throughout the southern portions of the state regarding Lucy cigarettes. As you know, federal law makes it illegal to sell loose cigarettes. They have to be sold in packages of 20 or more. Not only that, 2 years ago here in California, because in particular the tobacco companies targeted in particular black people with menthol cigarettes, 85% of which the consumption are black people in the United States, and all the diseases that go with that. 2 years ago, the wise people in the state of California made it illegal to sell these cigarettes. During my investigation over these last 6 months, I have video and audio surveillance of people not only in targeting in black communities in particular, selling loose cigarettes, which is a violation of federal law, but also selling the menthol cigarettes, in particular Newports, which is known as unofficially the quote-unquote black cigarette. I have reached out with my findings to Rob Bonta, who, as you know, is our state attorney general. I won't go into the ins and outs of that. But basically, this whole thing about Black Lives Matter doesn't seem to be the case. Everywhere I have turned to the government, these people are running a cartel. They're running a cartel. This is prohibited not only by state law, their health and safety violations and federal law. They may be even flirting with RICO violations because apparently they're going into neighboring states and bringing these things in. So without further ado, how can you help me get this to the attention of the people that need to pay attention to it?
Well, thank you for calling in. One of the joys of doing Tom Hartman Show is that every now and then you hear from people like yourself. If you email me at ro@rokhanna.com and send me the details, ro@rokhanna.com, I'll make sure that we look into it and get it to the appropriate people. Obviously, you shouldn't be exploiting communities of color or vulnerable communities by selling. People shouldn't be selling loose cigarettes. So we'll take a look at it.
Let me add, I know Kenyatta personally. He's a solid guy, so you should take it seriously.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Robert in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Good afternoon, Tom. Good afternoon, Congressman Khanna. I'm kind of concerned that when I'm reading online that Marjorie Taylor Greene tried to attach an amendment to the Ukraine aid, and it was straight out of Russia. When are we going to wake up and understand that we got people working for Putin, and they're going to take this country down if we're not careful, Congressman?
Yeah, Russian television was bragging about Marjorie Taylor Greene last night.
Well, look, Tim Snyder actually testified in my committees. He's a brilliant foreign policy expert at Yale, and he was talking about how China is also repeating in many ways Russian propaganda. A lot of the propaganda emanates from Russia, and he was talking about members like Marjorie Taylor Greene who were repeating that propaganda in the United States. Now, you know, it's a free country. We allow all different forms of expression, but we need to have strict safeguards against foreign interference on social media. We can't be allowing these foreign state actors to intervene. And, you know, we need to do a better job of educating the American public about these issues. It's sad to me that the party of Reagan has now become a party where you have a group, not the whole thing, but a group repeating basic lies. And Donald Trump at the top of the ticket is doing nothing about that.
Ed in Kingston, Michigan, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Well, man, I called a couple, 3 weeks ago and asked the good congressman this very question. I'll ask again because at that time the screen went blank, green, and no more nothing the rest of the day. But my question is, the congressman, do you have any comment on the 2018 trip to Moscow that Rand Paul made on behalf of Donald Trump to deliver some packet of information of some sorts? 2018, Ron Paul going to Moscow on behalf of Donald Trump.
Rand Paul. Yeah.
Well, look, I want to be careful because I don't know the details of that trip. Obviously, if there was something that was not transparent, it should come out. But I also don't think that people should be criticized simply for going to Russia, especially in 18 before the Ukraine war. You know, even in the height of the Cold War, we had meetings and bilateral conversations. So, you know, I disagree with many aspects of Rand Paul's foreign policy, but we've got to have a fine line between, on the one hand, clearly condemning Putin's aggression in Ukraine, standing with Ukraine. I'm going to be voting for the aid and have voted every time for the aid. And on the other hand, saying that any communication with Russia or China is forbidden, because that would not also not be the right approach, in my view.
Yeah, FYI, when the story came out, Politico approached Senator Paul about it and asked him what he was doing, and he said he was delivering a letter or a package of letters from Trump to Putin personally. And so, you know, some of us are just wondering if that might have had something to do with some of the documents Trump was stealing, or if it might have had...
We should come to know. I mean, I have no problem actually even from communicating with Putin, but yeah. Why is Rand Paul the emissary for that instead of our ambassador? And
exactly.
What are in there? I mean, there you should have some process to it and transparency.
Yeah, I'm with you. Ed, in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yeah, Congressman, I've talked to you with you about internet literacy before, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. This is a mom and apple pie issue. Everybody sees that the need for internet literacy to be taught in our public school system is obvious. And except with the exceptions of your state, New Jersey, it ain't happening. And neither party wants to be talking about this. I was hoping it would be part of the Democratic Party platform for the next election. So my question is the Democratic Party, are they afraid of big tech? Have the big tech lobbyists bought out the Democratic Party? I mean, the need for this could not be more obvious, and it grows daily, and yet neither party talks about this. And yet, like I said, this is a mom and apple pie issue. Everybody is for it, and yet the Democratic Party seems to be as quiet as a mouse about it. So your thoughts.
The need for digital literacy, I mean, I don't think you'd get opposition even from big tech on that, and certainly I have been out of the forefront speaking for the need for that kind of literacy and education, both in terms of citizenship, so that people know how to tell misinformation on TikTok from what's real, and in terms of economic opportunities, because as you can tell from this program, you know, even Tom Hartman, as brilliant a journalist as he is, has to understand basic technology to be successful in a modern economy. So I think the president has done things on it, but we should probably be speaking about it more and making it more of a priority.
James in Hollywood, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Good day, gentlemen. Yesterday, the front page article today, front page article in LA Times,
said that the U.S. vetoed Palestinian membership in the United States, squashing Palestinian statehood. And the reason given were insane and hypocritical, saying that Palestine must negotiate with Israel for a two-state solution. Israel will never sign a treaty with Palestine, and they have not even signed a treaty with us. They refuse to do that. There is but one solution. You are taking steps, and I'm proud and happy for that. But I think the only solution is Biden saying to Netanyahu, U.S. will never give you another bomb, rocket, or bullet, or dollar until there's an immediate ceasefire and allow all humanitarian aid, land, sea, and air, for all the starving and wounded Palestinians until they are treated. And you have 24 hours, Netanyahu, to respond. What say you, Congressman?
Well, James, you should follow the historic vote tomorrow at 1 p.m., and hopefully you can have the back and your listeners, Tom Cannon, of those of us who will vote no on the offensive weapons to Netanyahu. We're going to come under quite a lot of fire. If Mark Pocan, myself, Pramila, and many others, like Lloyd Doggett. But it, like I said, we can't be giving a blank check. On the vote on the U.N., you know, I support Palestinian statehood recognition at the U.N. The challenge is that there are two arcane laws in the United States, and those laws say that if an international body, believe it or not, recognizes Palestine as a state, then the United States can't fund those international organizations. So I think the president has to sort of bilaterally recognize Palestine and then explain to the American people that he may want to recognize them in the UN, but it requires the repeal of these two arcane laws.
And that would require an act of Congress.
That would require an act of Congress.
Amazing. I had no idea. Congressman Ro Khanna is with us, the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus for the hour, taking your calls. It's 45 minutes past the hour. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov, and you can tweet him at Rep. Ro Khanna. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And we'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Ro Khanna. Stay tuned. Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm John.
I'm Gordy.
Join us for the John and Gordy Show 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
Right here on WMDX Bad Radio in Madison.
Your family won't want to miss the shindig, hullabaloo, and politics.
John and Gordy Show weekday morning 6 to 8 a.m. right here.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. And right now, I can save you 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feeling. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Cozy Earth sheets are super soft and comfortable to Louise, and Louise and I just absolutely love them. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and their 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Remember to use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, save 35% at CozyEarth.com. Welcome back. Picking up your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna, PR in Charlottesville, Virginia. You are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yes, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
The subject I'd like to bring up is the epidemic of gun violence in our country. And recently I've just heard prominent figures. I can't give you exact names. So people just seem to are now throwing their hands up that we have no solution. The question that I raise, though, is shield laws and putting this issue of the dangerous aspects of a product like a uncontrolled and progressive continued production of guns and ammunition, go after the manufacturers. And do you think that reversing the shield laws, which have prohibited the lawyer industry, because I'm sure the lawyers would love to get into the fact that they could, much like the tobacco industry assault led by the lawyers, that this could help control the production of guns and ammunition distribution, et cetera, et cetera. Wonder if you would comment about the Shield Law perspective on taking care of the gun epidemic.
Well, I agree with you that there has to be liability on the gun manufacturer, and that if you have that kind of liability, you would have more concern for safety and more concern for who they would sell guns to. I mean, the reality is we know the solutions to the gun epidemic in this country, and the solutions are common sense gun laws, whether they're red flag laws to take a gun away from someone dangerous, background checks, or imposing liability, banning assault weapons. The problem has been a lack of a political will. The coalition keeps getting bigger. Now it's almost every Democrat who believes in it in the House, but we still have work to do, and the question is how many people are going to get killed till we make that change.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air with Representative Khanna.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. What concerns me is we waste so much of our time and discussion in politics on being reactive, reacting to the Israelis, reacting to Putin, reacting to the latest idiotic thing that Donald Trump said or one of his teammates. But we don't spend any time talking about the future. Why don't the progressives start explaining to Americans how we need to progress into the future? You want to expand immigration? That means we have to expand housing. How are we going to expand housing? Nobody talks about it. How are we going to expand health care? Nobody talks about it. Instead, we spend hours and hours and hours and hours about the latest dumb thing that Donald Trump has blurted out of his mouth. Let's talk about the future.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, I agree. We need an affirmative vision. I think that's what Barack Obama and Bernie Sanders' campaigns were all about, a vision for universal health care with Medicare for all, a vision where we had a real wage of $15 an hour, a vision where we had some caps on rent and building more housing, a vision where we had free public college and child care at $10 a day, where we had high-paying, good-paying jobs and economic vitality in every part of America. We do have to have that aspirational vision to inspire people. So I agree with you completely.
Bob in San Jose, we have less than a minute. Bob, you got a quick question?
Yes, I do. I hope that somebody in Congress, and maybe you, Mr. Carlin, can do it, shine a light on why it takes a week from the time you mail a check to your utility company for it to arrive to them.
Yeah, I had a letter take 2 weeks to get here from Atlanta, Georgia, Congressman.
Well, look, I think that's the understaffing and underfunding of the Postal Service. I mean, we need more funding for the Postal Service so they can hire more folks. We always complain about the Postal Service, but the reality is who else can do it at 50 cents? It costs FedEx $10, $15, and we need to fund them.
Isn't this Louis DeJoyce stripping it so he can prepare it for privatization?
I think that is exactly what's happening, because we had a major bill of $25 billion passed to help with some of the unfunded liabilities that they had for retirees. But DeJoyce, in my view, has been a disaster.
Yeah, I'm with you. Congressman, thanks so much. Great talking with you today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thank you. And special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Dave Fulton, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Frost, Nicholas Biller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Carniverity, Mark Thoman, and Martha Salinas, all the wonderful folks who work on this program. And thank you to you for being with us today, this week, and we'll catch up with you next week. Get out there, get active, tag, you're in. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll be back with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then, someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Kremelar. The U.S. Senate voting to reauthorize a controversial